is it fair when we look at this offense, and they've been horrible. I mean, bad, and they put together another just real bad one. 141 yards of total offense. I don't even, as you would say, it feels like you got to try to be that bad.
Yeah, it's not 141 good.
141 total yards of offense.
And that's a stretch, let's be honest. When I mean, it was at like 102 yards, I think, late in the ball game. And so, I mean, Davis Mills came in and made a couple of throws. And it's just you hate garbage. You hate garbage stats at the end of the game because it really doesn't tell the whole truth. I think I carried out the third quarter. The third quarter summary, and at the end of the third quarter, you don't want to see those numbers, Chief.
I mean, they can't be great. I mean,
my goodness,
it can't be a surprise. Any of the numbers can't be a surprise of how bad it is. But it's interesting because David Culley spoke to the media today, and I know you've talked about it. We've talked about it on here. Every show that I've talked, I've listened to Landry and Lopez talk about it, and Seth and Sean. And it is, man, it feels like there's got to be a move made, and maybe a move made at the top in terms of who's calling the plays and running the offense. And he is steadfast on Tim Culley as his guy.
No, there's no problem. I have no problem at all with Tim calling the plays or any of the guys on our staff.
Talk about Tim Culley just then. You said any other person on the staff with play calling, do you mean anyone else would do that?
No, I'm just saying I'm happy with all the guys on our staff, with what they're doing, the job they're doing.
I don't know how you can be happy with anybody in the building. Offensively. I think Lovie Smith has done a good job. I think this defense and some of the players have done a good job, the best that they can with zero help. But I don't know how, when the head coach of this football team is asked about what's going on offensively, I don't know how you even shape your mouth to say that you're happy with the play calling, with the scheming, with the play, with the execution, with any of it. I mean, if we're going to talk specifically about the offensive coordinator, I think it's on the offensive coordinator to script plays coming out in the first drive, and you've got.
That's traditionally how it's done, right?
Ideally. Word on the street was that Bill O'Brien didn't believe in a script, so I don't know that Tim Culley does or doesn't. I would think that Tim Culley does at this point in time. But you can't tell me that you practice all week long and you prep all week long and you come out and you've got Brandon Cooks running a go route down the sideline as a decoy, and you got 81, what's his name, Davis?
Davis.
You got Davis as the primary receiver. That's your number one option in a sprint out concept, and you got Nico Collins crossing behind him. Your number one, I'll argue, the most important player on the field in that particular concept across the board is whoever your number one receiver is in the flat, because if he's not there, he's going to break up the field and he's going to come back down the sideline as a late outlet for your quarterback. I'll argue that that's the most important part of that entire concept. And you got a guy on the field that's never played it down in the NFL. I mean, that's you
first all, play of the game
all year long. I mean, all week long, you game planned, and that's what you came up with. Not you didn't game plan. Okay, you want to move the pocket with Tyrod Taylor because you got some question marks up front. Okay, cool, I got it. All right, let's put Brandon Cooks. Let's make Brandon Cooks our number one option. Can we do that? Is that okay? Let's make Brandon Cooks our number one option, but let's also include maybe Nico Collins and Chris Conley in some kind of bunch set and sprint that direction where you've got actual options for the quarterback. But instead, we run a very vanilla concept, which I'm fine with. But you've got your immediate outlet along with your late outlet for your quarterback as a guy that's never played in the NFL. That's a scheme, that's a design, that's a responsibility of the offensive play caller that I believe failed the guys miserably. We can look at the third and fourth down situation later in the ballgame. When the ballgame got out of hand, the Texans were off, obviously in a four-down situation. They got third and eight, and he runs inside duo or zone, whatever you want to call it, a concept inside run to Rex Burkhead, and he gets 2 yards on third and eight. Right? And then you come back on fourth and six, and you throw a stick route versus what appeared to be a cover two coverage. Whether it was two-man or regular two, I think it was two-man, but whether it was regular two or two-man, it doesn't matter. You don't throw a stick route versus cover two. The corner's responsibility is the flat. He's up there. I mean, he's there's it's and if it's man, by rule, he's going to lose at the line of, be super aggressive, lose the line of scrimmage, get in your hip pocket, and your receiver's going to stop and try to catch the stick route, and the DB's going to be in the way. We saw the same problem last week on fourth down with Nico Collins. Here we are this week, it's the same thing. That can't be your – those are critical situations in the game. And these are just two of the more obvious situations where it's happened, right? I mean, it happens every single game damn near where you – whatever you're trying to do or whoever you're trying to target just makes absolutely zero sense. And so I don't know – and I'm not saying you fire David – I mean, fire Tim Kelly or – you take the play calling duties from him. I'm not saying you do anything. But what you can't do, in my opinion, what you can't do is go to the media week after week after week after week of unbelievably poor production offensively and say, "Oh no, I'm happy with my coaches. I'm happy with the scheme. I'm happy with the game plan." Like you can't keep doing that because it's not. There's no way you're honestly happy with it, and the players see that.
Yeah, Clint and Ron, the show, Tyler producing this. Is it a fair excuse that they just don't have the talent of why this offense is so bad, so bad? Is that a fair thing? And I'm just listening to what you're saying and hear him talk about Tim Kelly, because when you have an offense that's this bad, I mean, you look at a lot of things. You look at the quarterback, you look at the coordinator. I mean, those are two big things you look at. And yesterday when asked about Tyrod Taylor, he's still the starter, he said, When you lose 31-0 and you get shut out and you don't score, you evaluate everything. But it does not seem like he's evaluating the coordinator.
Well, he doesn't seem like he's evaluating the coaches at all, and that's the scary part.
You know what I'm saying? I would think that would be included, the coaches and the coordinators.
You would think so. Yeah, you know, look there is no way. And I said this to you earlier, show. There is no way. I mean, it's the first time in franchise history that they've been shut out at home in a regular season. It's the first time in 19 years in the NFL, the Panthers did it last, where a team was shut out by 30 points two times in one season. Texans lost to Buffalo 40-0. They lost to Indy 30-0. I mean, this is historically bad, whether it's the NFL or the Texans. It's historically bad.
There was not even ever a belief they were going to score yesterday.
No. They didn't threaten. And they are dead last statistically in every basic fundamental stat that you can have in the NFL. And you're doing things like I just outlined on the first play of the game and in critical situations throughout the game. How can you not at least say, "Hey man, we've all got to do a better job. Our coaching staff, we're not happy with it. They had 106 yards at the end of the third quarter yesterday. 106 yards after three quarters yesterday.
That's total yards, not just passing or not just rushing. That's all of it together.
Total yards, 71 rushing, 35 passing. 35 passing yards through three quarters
in the National
Football League. And so I don't know how, when these things are the case, and I watched the film. I watched the game three times, and I don't know how. And you can't see everything, but I don't know how you watch what I've watched and go, "Oh, I'm happy with my coach. Nah, no problem with the game plan. No problem with what we're doing offensively. Nothing at all. We just got to execute better." Like, what?
At some point, when you just look at game play one, all right, this is the play we got, right? I've had all week to look at it. Play one, roll out, and Brandon Cooks is a decoy, and your least experienced receiver, maybe your least experienced player on the roster, is the primary guy.
Maybe you don't get any least. He's never played. It's impossible to have less experience. It's impossible. I didn't mean to get hung up on something, it's impossible.
That's the thought. Like, at some point, you got to look at it, you're like, "Yeah, that's not just we don't have the talent. That's not even just. Because you got a talent in Brandon Cooks, but he's the deep.
I would run like Brandon Cooks. The webbing of his fingers would be ripped, and his feet would be blistered. I mean, he wouldn't come off the field. He would be the most targeted receiver in NFL history. I mean, there's no question about it. And we got him decoying. We got him running off a corner so that we can sprint to Davion Davis.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to think his thoughts on that play design.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Interesting thing with Brandon Cooks. Brandon, I'd love to know his thoughts on that play design.
I think he called a second ago, but I guess he didn't want to talk.
What are you talking about, Tyler?
Oh, nothing.
I'd be interested to know what his thought was. Decoy, first play of the game. Because he's got to be past the all right.
That's not the
coach
only,
got it.
That's not the only time, man. There is, and look, I know guys got to pick up checks on Tuesday. Guys got to fight through some stuff, but there is no way. As much football as, and we can talk Brandon Cooks, you can talk Justin Britt, you can talk a guy, Chris Conley, you can talk about guys that have played a lot of. There's no way they watch this film and walk away going, man, we're doing some good things. We just got to execute better. There's no way.
He's got to be.
It's impossible. There's no way.
This has to be one of the worst years of his life. I mean, when you think about who he's played with, games he's played in, the teams he's played on, the quarterbacks he's played with, this has got to be rough for Brandon Cooks. He's been to the Super Bowl twice in this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.